606.
And you're welcome back to 606. Ooh, we're getting busier, getting busier. Now, we've done ordinary level maths preview. We now turn to the lovely Terry Flanagan, who's in front of me here. Terry, there's one thread to all the questions we're getting in, which is basically, what can I leave out, what can I leave out, what can I leave out? You don't have the paper.
No, I'm sorry.
However, for people who are in the Last Chance Saloon, which is getting quite full at this stage, is there any steer you can give people on how they can, what they could focus on maybe at the weekend?
Okay, well, again, the paper, there's three sections of the paper. Part one of the paper are the short questions. And really, that's kind of a take on every part of the course. So there'll be little bits and pieces from all over the place. So there's nothing you can really tip on that.
That's a really thorough section. I mean, that's
absolutely
the point.
Now, there's 100
it, yeah.
marks out of the 400 for that. And there's choices within it. Not great choices, but there are some small amount of choices. Question one would be the easiest question on it. I always like to give you a nice, easy question to start off with. So you have, I think, six parts in that and you answer five. So you've got a little bit of choice. There's not an awful lot of choice.
Great wriggle room, though, five out of six, no?
Yeah, I know, but it'll be an easy question. First question will be an easy question. Now, again, they're 20-mark questions. So really, the first part of the paper, section A, is on the short questions. Not an awful lot of choice. That's the intention from the outset. Second part is the experiments. We talked about those last week. 22 mandatory activities. If you make sure you get your nature study notebook, if it's in the lab in school, take it home and be studying that for the weekend. Because of those 22 experiments, three of them are going to come up. Now, we've had the last 3 years, eight or nine of them have already come up. So I'd be kind of saying, I wouldn't think that they're likely to come up again. Now, expect the unexpected, I know.
Indeed.
A number of times.
Fridges, lipids, yeah.
Yeah, so I would start off by putting them at the end of the queue. And I'd look at the experiments that happened.
That's a good way to put it, actually, yeah.
I'd put them at the end of the queue, and I'd start looking at the other experiments first. And once you get that out of the way, then you move on then to the long questions. And the long questions, you answer four out of six in the long questions. What would you do? Right, things I would start off with. Genetics. Okay, pretty much, I'd be certain there'd be a genetics question will come up. Microbiology. Photosynthesis, although it came up last year, maybe it might be a respiration question this year. Ecology, most definitely ecology, even though it came up last year. Human reproduction is always one that comes up regularly, both on the new syllabus and on the old syllabus. And there's one that hasn't come up on the new syllabus yet, are the sense organs. So if I was to tip one that might come up this year, it might be the sense organs. I wouldn't spend a huge amount of time learning it, but it just might be one that might come up. The botany, someone was saying there about the botany. Yeah, a lot of students find that difficult to get a handle on. If you don't know it now... Well,
yeah, I've got here, could I leave out the plant reproduction for biology? Because I don't know it at all and it wrecks my head.
Okay, leave it out. It's a simple answer.
At this point.
I would say, yeah, if there's a topic that you really can't get a handle on, leave it out. Now,
that you're struggling with.
If it's the plant biology or the botany, leave it out. Concentrate on the other things. Other things I would say, the day of the exam, when you go into the exam, don't be going too early. I'm sure they all know this. Sorry, don't go in too early. And if someone says, oh, the year's definitely coming up, forget it. Nobody knows what's going to
happen.
Yeah,
the urban myths that
absolutely
go around.
You
somebody
know,
did a crash course at Easter and he said that the teacher said.
Yeah, his uncle sets the paper. Totally untrue. So forget about that. Just go in with a clear head yourself. Go in knowing exactly what questions you're going to do.
Know the paper, so at least the format is familiar to you.
What you should have, make sure you have a pencil for your diagrams and that. All diagrams in pencil.
Talk us through diagrams. I know you like labels.
Well, in diagrams, a huge amount of marks go for the diagrams. Not only do the marks go for the diagrams, they go for the diagram and for the labelling of the diagram. So something like a cross-section of a leaf can have as much as maybe 8 or 10 marks for the diagram and possibly another 8 marks for the labels as well. So you're talking about you could get 20 marks, 18 marks for a diagram or something like that. Make sure you put a heading on the diagram. That's the first thing. Must have a name. What are we actually looking at? Secondly, it must be large and it must be in pencil. If they're going to take marks off you for diagrams, it's for no heading or it's for a small, what they call a postage stamp diagram. So diagrams are certainly very, very important.
Okay.
606.
Now, Terry Flanagan, I did cut you off rudely there. It was like an election count centre moment there.
Okay,
you were in the middle.
Three other types of questions that come up. Essay question. I would recommend don't do the essay question if you can get away with that.
Why?
Because it's very difficult to know what the examiner is looking for. And you're asked to write an essay on pollution or write an essay on evolution. First of all, it must be in an essay format because there's a certain number of marks going for that to show it's an essay format. And then the marking scheme will have maybe 10 or 15 points. And really, you need to be within those 10 or 15 points. So you could be writing lots what you feel is very, very good. But it may not be what is on the examiner's or the corrector's marking scheme. So as a general rule of thumb, I would say to you, stay away from it. Now, if you have a couple of essays well prepared, like, for instance, evolution or pollution or something like that, yes, go with it. If you're doing what you really need, you need about, first of all, to see that it's in an essay format. So you have an introductory paragraph and a concluding paragraph and three or four paragraphs in the middle. And what you need is you need a good strong point in each of those paragraphs with an extension point on it. So if you're talking about pollution, OK, you talk about one type of pollution, then give some examples of that. So you get marks for the first point and then for the extension as well. But I would say, as a general rule, stay away from it. Remember, too, it will, if it's an essay, it'll come up in either question 14 or question 15. And you only answer two parts in that, two out of the three. So each part will only be worth 30 marks. Now, and that means you have to do, as we said last week, 15 minutes. If you want to, again, just to remind people, if they want to, how long should I spend a particular part of the question? Look how many marks are going for it. Whatever mark number of marks are going for, 30 marks in this case, that means divided by two, 15 minutes. Now, anybody out there who's doing an essay knows you don't get a good essay done in 15 minutes. Yeah. Two other questions, just very briefly mentioned. If a graph question comes up and you're given a lot of data and you're asked to draw a graph or you're asked to interpret the graph, certainly look at that very, very seriously. They're generally very, very easily marked. They're unbelievably easily marked. My own young fellow at home showed me one that was on the maths, John. You're probably familiar with this. That was there yesterday. And it was. He said, is that the answer? It's so easy. I thought there was a trick in it. So if a question comes up with a graph in it and you're asked to either draw the graph or interpret the graph, do it. Or if a prose question comes up, occasionally a prose question comes up, often in the ecology section, where you're asked to read a piece and you start reading and it's about grouse or something. You say, oh, we didn't do this in class. Read through it.
Okay.
And the questions that are there, the answers to all of the questions will either be in the piece, you can use them to take them directly from it, or you'll have done it in class. So don't be worried about reading something. Read it two or three times, and I guarantee you, once you read it, it will fall into place and it'll be generally very easily marked.
Okay, you're doing so well that I think we're probably going to take a phone with you on Monday night to do another. So if people have questions, the exam's Tuesday, isn't it?
Exam's Tuesday.
Yeah. So if people have questions, maybe you'd be so kind to take a quick phone call with us on Monday evening.
6:06.